Morning when I roll, yeah.
I hate half the night.
like running this morning. I tell you one thing, I'm up running. I'm up praising and I'm up giving him all the praise. Good morning, good morning, good morning. On this beautiful, thankful Thursday, I'm just so grateful this morning that you again chose to make God your first priority, to get up and join us in the executive meeting. We're just so grateful all over this world that you continue to seek ye first, the kingdom of God first. We are so grateful that you are continuing to press on, persevere, and not let anything hold you down, but you're continuously seeking God. And that is just one of the most wonderful things to wake up in the morning to, an expectation that something so great may happen to you today. It may not happen yesterday. Your prayer may have not been answered yesterday, but you continue to get up, press on with an expectation. Have your neck out like a giraffe, just looking to the east, the west, the north, and the south. But whatever God has promised you to come to manifest, continue, saints, to press on. No matter where you're at in this world, just know that God's word never comes back void. God wants us to be in a place of happiness, in a place of love, in a place of joy. God is just our everything. And because he's our everything and he's everywhere, he sees everything, and he has the antidote for whatever our problems are. All we need to do is continue to trust him, continue to build a relationship with him, and stay in center mass, because God wants us in his will, and you should want to be in his will so you can reap the benefits that he has already prepared for us. I say again this morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And please make sure that you command your atmosphere on this day. Make a decree and declare whatever it is that you want to manifest. Remember that once you decree it, it's already established. So on yesterday, you realized that you had the authority to do so. You don't have to second guess it. It is there. Believe it and start making that one of the things, an activity. Start doing it in your life. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Bring us in prayer, please.
Good morning, sister, and we'd like to thank you, thanks again for tuning in with us at our executive meeting. And we'd like to again thank God for coming and sitting with us once again today, oh God. And as the week passed, the apostle word came to me about the simple ways that we can just let God know that we're here and the word just to say thank you. So thank you, God, for your amazing power and the work in our lives. Thank you for the goodness and thank you for your blessings over us, oh God. Thank you that you are able to bring us hope or even the toughest of time, oh God, and stripping us, God, for your purpose. Thank you, God, for your great love and care, God. Thank you for your mercy and grace, oh God. Thank you that you're always with us and you will never leave us, oh God. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice that you might have freedom as we have made life, oh God. Forgive us for when we don't thank you enough, oh God, for who you are, for what you have done for us, for all that you have given us, oh God. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you afresh, oh God. Renew our spirit and fill us with your peace and joy, oh God. We love you and we need you on this day, oh God. We give you praise and we thank you, God, for you are worthy and majestic alone, oh God, your name alone. Give us hope and give us peace, oh God, and give us the spirit, oh God, just to move on, oh God, just to get up in the morning, oh God, to seek you, oh God. We love you, oh God. We thank you on this day, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. We lift your name on high, oh God, and hallelujah to you, and it's the most high praise. We thank you, oh God, in this day. And in your name, in Jesus, pray. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. And yes, we do. We love God with everything, every fiber, every bone, every existence in our lives. And I want people to really, really think about that when they're saying how much they love God. Because one thing we know for sure, just because we woke up this morning, God loves us unconditionally. His love is unfailing. And we need to be in that same place where our love, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation is, we should never let anyone penetrate our heart to the point that it turns cold, it becomes stone, because God's heart never comes stone towards us. And remember, Apostle Temple, the man of God stated that we should talk about be reminded to say that it is the end. That is the word that should be going forth for the remainder of this year, which is only a couple of days away. And one scripture that I want to be reminded to tell you, so you will know that it is the end for you, because a lot of us like to carry our own problems. But in Psalms 55, verse 22, it says, "Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." So with that being said, one way that you should know that if you have, because we've been through the fire, we've been through this this year alone, on this morning broadcast, on Sunday broadcasts, on Monday broadcasts, we have been through practically every situation. From the beginning of the year, we were taught, and I could speak about ABM, and most times when something is taught to ABM, it's taught over the broadcast. We've been taught how to develop a relationship with God. We've been taught about kingdom principles, kingdom economics. We've been taught about how you are to sustain. We've talked about praying. We've talked about fasting. We've talked about faith. We've talked about everything. So we have collectively walked the journey. We've walked the journey. And some people fell off. Some people continue to hold on. Some of us struggle. But guess what? On today, we are here. And that's why it's the end. And that's why it is so important for you. You cast everything over to God, not to struggle with that, to stay there, to not hold on things that's way bigger than you. Cast them over to God and allow him to carry you through. He will sustain you. He will make sure that you're getting through, because guess what? You are in that place with him. You are in center mass. You are in his will with him. So it's no longer your problem. It's no longer your cares. It is God. It's his care. He has lifted that heavy burden, whatever it is, off of you. And now you have done an action. You've used the verb. You've given it to him. You've allowed sickness, disease, mental depression, hatred, unforgiveness, those things are not of you anymore. Those things have been turned over to God, if that's your choice. Because he's saying it, the scripture is saying, cast it over, asking. It's an asking, it's asking. Cast it over, it's telling, cast it over. You don't have to carry it no more. And when you make a conscious decision of that, then you will realize that God is with you. You will realize that God will never, the word says that he will never leave you, nor will you forsake him. Will he forsake you? But see, we have to get into a situation where we do our part. And our part is casting it over. Our part is not holding on to it. Our part is trusting in the Lord and not leaning on our own understanding. Our part is knowing that God is God all by himself. Our part is knowing that God is our Savior, our deliverer. He's the way maker. So we don't have to interfere in his plan, because he has already designed the master plan. And therefore, that's when you remove self. And we have every time, the majority that Apostle Temple or whomever have got on the broadcast have always talked about self, because self is our biggest enemy. We always want to talk about the devil, but self is the biggest enemy. Denying the flesh and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you. And once again, it's all about conscious decisions. Once you make that conscious decision and you take the act of receiving the Holy Spirit, then there it is, another antidote. The Holy Spirit is going to lead you, is going to guide you, is going to move you in the places where you need to be. Because why? You're trusting, you're leaning, and you're in a place. I don't know about you, but I can speak for me. I need the Holy Spirit in my life. I need that guidance. I need that correction. I need that power to lift me up in the days when I'm down and I'm weary. I need that assurance that I am in a safe place, that God is my refuge. I need it. And sometimes when I'm going a little bit wayward and that flesh tries to come, I need that rod to beat it back down. And I need to be reminded that every single day I need to get up and put on my full armor of God so I can be prepared for the war that's ahead of me. Because we do know that Satan's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. But see, I made a conscious decision that it is my job to get suited and booted and stand and march on to victory. Because God let me know that I am equipped to do so. So it is so important for us to not carry around, in order for it to be the end, to leave it at the table. Just this morning, leave whatever, cast all your cares and leave it at the table and walk away, because you do not want to sit and wait like the most traditional people sit and say, okay, on December the 31st, I'm going to leave it here because on January 1st, this is what I'm going to do. No, you don't have to wait. Because I need to remind you, no one knows the day nor the hour. Nobody. You don't have to wait. You need to be in the presence of the Lord at all times. And being in his presence means that's exactly, you are resting. You don't have to sit and do extra work hard on things that's no longer yours. But if you choose to hold on to them, then you bring a damnation and condemnation against your own self. Yes, I said it. You're bringing it against yourself because the word of God is giving you instructions on what to do. If you're one of those individuals that's just so hard-headed and just cannot see the vision that God has for you, then we will continue. Because one thing about it, we are encouragers, we are exhorters, and we are going to complete our assignment no matter what. Why? Because a conscious decision was made, and the call, and we answered the call. And a God is many more, but you have to be obedient to give a simple act, it's simple words to cast your care. Is it easy? No, it's a process. It's a process, but you must be in a place where you're ready to go through that process. Don't pick it up today. Don't sit and say, on today I'm going to do it, and then something come up and slap you in the face, and you go back into the net, rolling eyes, rolling, calling on the phone, gossiping, doing whatever. No, no, stay steadfast and immovable. Stay steadfast and decree and declare that you shall not be moved. Decree and declare that you are immovable, that you're going to continue to press through, because it's no longer yours. You're casting it on to the Lord. Apostle Temple, if you're on this morning, do you have anything you would like to interject? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So continuing, I want to continue on to this, and I want to give you some scriptures. I'm going into Isaiah 43. Because, see, the Lord, in Isaiah 43, the Lord is telling, when you cast everything on to him, and you're trusting him, and you're praying, and you're believing, and you're fasting, and you're in a place of humbleness. You've already been through the humility. You've already been through the shame. Listen, when you're in a time of trouble, God will sit and he will bring you through the situation. In Isaiah 43, starting at 42, it says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burnt up. The flames will not consume you. And we know that. We know that because over in the book of Daniel, when Daniel and when Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego got in front of King Nebuchadnezzar, who tried to alter their lifestyle, to try to have them to bow down to a god, a statue, his statue, they refused to do so. Why? Because of the personal relationship that they had with God that they developed at a young age, and they continued to follow it, even though they were in a foreign land, even though they were being taught by a whole different group of people how to eat a certain way, how to speak a certain way, how to do things a certain way. But because of their relationship with God, they refused to alter. They were at a place where they knew no matter what, no matter a shadow of a doubt, that God was going to carry them through. So when they got into that fight, before they got into that fire, King Nebuchadnezzar gave them another chance to bow down to him, and they refused to do so. So when they got, and they actually told him, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the scripture before me, but I know it so well, told him that it does not matter what you do, what you say. I'm not going to bow down to you whether my God saved me or not. I refuse to bend. I refuse to take another posture. I refuse to honor you because you're not my God. See, my God, when you all came and took me out of my place and brought me into captivity, my God sustained me. My God has been carrying me through. When you sat and told us that we had to eat the food that you eat, my God sustained us because we didn't eat all the fine foods that you wanted us to eat. We ate the foods that God had already let us know that we needed to eat to continue, and we still came out stronger. And this is where God is. We have to be in a place where we trust him completely. Trust is what it is. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. God bless you all. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. We just thank God. Can you believe that, that we pretty much about the end of the year here for 2020, for the year of 2020. Amen. And, we pretty much by the end of the year. God bless all of you all the way around the world. It is a blessing to tune in with you. But, as you know, one thing about it, and just like Evangelist was saying, that trusting, you know, we have to understand that that is the biggest key. And a lot of times what happened with people and their trust, their trust begins to be damaged by another source. So when their trust is damaged by another source, now they put everybody in the same boat. Even though you got people to this day say they trust God, but they really don't trust the God. They really don't believe that he's going to rescue them. And it's not because of what they say out of their mouth, because a lot of people will speak something out of their mouth to where it make you believe them. But it's the actions that they live. It's the way that they live. It's our individual actions. Amen. It will speak for itself. Even now, even in this 2020 pandemic that we was in, and a lot of people ready to go to 2021. But at the end of the day, you could go to 2021, but you still have these same old issues. See, the world is not going to get better. You as an individual is what you make living in the world better. I'm going to say that again. The world is not going to get better. It's going to continue to do what it's going to do because it's not because I say so. It's because the Bible say so. As the days get old and times get near, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be wars and rumors of wars. It's just going to be a rough time. Amen. It's going to be a rough time even when a rapture comes. It's going to be a rough time even when people is left here on earth. The mark of the beast is roaming around the earth. All this kind of stuff. It's going to be a rough time. That's the bottom line. It's prophecies is going to be fulfilled itself. That's why I tell people, you know, please don't waste that kind of prayers on different things that the Bible speaks of, that it's going to come to pass. Amen. It's going to come to pass. But what we can do is make what we live in a better place, a better situation, my environment. And one of the things is trusting God. So many people don't trust God because of they done been hurt from a last relationship. They've been cheated on. They've been did wrong. They done been ran into the ground. Somebody that they put their trust into, they don't trust it no more. They don't trust it. They don't trust these individuals no more, whatever. I'm telling you like this here. This is what I tell anybody. If you're going to walk with God, you're going to have to trust the things of God, and you're going to have to trust God's decision. There's no way that you're going to be able to trust God, but you don't trust nobody. You know, it's no way. And the Bible speaks of, how can you say you love me, but you don't even love the brother that you see every day? How can you say you walk with me, but you don't want to walk with nobody else that you that I placed in your life every day? And we got to understand this, saints of God. And if we want our life to be changed, we got to step outside of our norm. We got to step outside of the area. Now, this is what I always tell people. Always walk with wisdom. Always walk with wisdom so you can begin to discern. Now, don't try to walk with wisdom and you still got hurt in your perception. You still got envy in your perception. You still got your guard up that somebody's going to get ready to do me wrong in my perception, in your perception. Amen? You still got all these things in your perception. Because what is your perception, or what do you see, is what you're going to get. If you try to see something or try to be in tune with something that is really not there, that's what you're going to get coming back to you. Amen? So you're going to always have these issues and these different things that are going to come up. I always tell people, you know, to where I have, when I first meet you, I would have a great relationship with you. I have a great relationship with you. I don't care what people said. I don't care what somebody said about you or whatever. At the end of the day, if it ain't none of my business, it ain't got done to me. So I can only speak for what happened to me. You can only speak for what happened to you. Amen. So many people throw away relationship or throw away trust because of what somebody said. What somebody says this, somebody says this. Even with relationship with the Lord, even with the relationship with the Lord, so many people have fear of giving in a relationship with the Lord because, number one, they got all this information out there of what somebody said. You got some Islamic brothers, you know, people saying that, you know, y'all serving that white God. Y'all been fooled. Y'all been doing this. I don't give a care if he white, brown, yellow, blue, or black. At the end of the day, if it have not been him, been for the Lord on my side, it's somebody out there being on my side. It's somebody out there being on your side, because you can't tell me as you've been living in this life, amen, that, you know, you was able to bring yourself out of a lot of situations. You was able to bring yourself out of different diversities. You was able to supply your own needs in certain situations. You knew that something had to, that somebody, something that they didn't know your situation, but they showed up right on time. I don't give a care if he's brown, he's blue, he's a white man, a black man. I don't give a care. All I know, at the end of the day, amen, there is a God, and I can just tell him thank you. See, this is the mindset that we have to understand and stop being influenced by every which way of the doctrine. That's what the Bible began to declare, especially in the book of Ephesians, when it started talking about, my God, the fivefold ministry, and it started talking about that we don't be going to and for every which way of the doctrine, every which way of who, amen. I can tell less who wrote the book. At the end of the day, I'm glad that I was was exposed to something, amen, where I could build my own relationship up with God. That's what you got to understand. You're not building a relationship up according to Moses, according to Abraham, according to Paul. You're building a relationship up with God according to who your identity is, who you are, amen. So you got to understand that. And this is the thing to where I pray that in 2021 that you're going to build your trust up with God. Because at the end of the day, amen, one thing about God, he's not going to leave you wrong. Man's decision, your decision, where you don't even try to deal with it within yourself, where yourself is the one that made these decisions. It was yourself that is going to be okay, and it found out it wasn't okay. It was yourself that did the proper research or did the proper study or took the warning signs, amen, took the warning signs and go ahead and break away certain relationships or begin to make some changes in it. It was yourself, amen. So we got to understand that we got to put accountability where it belongs and stop putting accountability on everything else. Amen. We have to understand that. Amen. I was just sharing, me and the Holy Ghost were just talking this morning, and we're just talking that, you know, that the Holy Ghost was just sharing with me that, you know, he was just basically just getting a little bit and basically just saying that, you know, I'm just tired of people trying to slaughter the five fold, trying to slaughter leaders, trying to slaughter church because of their connection. I want to say that again, because of who connection? Their connection. See, we got to understand something. Who you've been connected with, that is what you're going to perceive things out of. It's a whole bigger picture out there. Amen. If you've been connected and all you've seen is broke stuff, amen, you'll start thinking that everything is broke. Everybody is broke. If your connection says, well, the system got me paralyzed, I can't do nothing, if that's all you're exposed, that's what? Your talk is going to be that way. If you're exposed to some bootleggers, amen, and that's all you've been exposed to, amen, that's what your perception is going to be. Sometimes you need to look at ourselves. Why I'm continuing to be exposed to this, is it something that is in me that is attracted to some of this nonsense? Amen? And a lot of us don't want to do evaluation on ourselves and deal with ourselves, and we keep continue to blame the problem on somebody else or on something else. Amen? And where the problem is not blamed on nobody else, the problem is blamed on who? Yourself. My God, let somebody begin to try to tell you what you shouldn't do, whatever. Many of us get that hood back into us and let folks know, I am my own man, I am my own woman, I'm grown, I can live my life, and all that kind of stuff there. But when something happens that you put your trust in somebody, guess whose fault it is? It ain't none of your fault, it's somebody else's fault. It ain't none of your doing, it's somebody else doing, amen? So we pick and choose when we want to hold ourselves accountable. That's not the way of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God always put the mirror on you and don't take it off of you. I don't care. Folks don't gossip, don't backbite it, whatever. At the end of the day, I can end that. How I can end that? I can remove myself out of the situation. I can't stop them from gossiping. I can't stop people from lying. I can't stop them from saying things about you. And stop wasting your prayers. Oh, God, sit down to fire you and blow up my enemies and destroy them right now and all this stuff here. Baby, if they lied on Jesus, if they gossip about Jesus, many didn't believe that he was the Son of God. Amen? My God. So at the end of the day, who is you? Only thing you can do is remove yourself out of situation and you stay focused. That's why the company that you keep or the company that is around you, amen, is very important. And you got to understand that. And many people are already shouting, ready for this year again. But what about this year? What about you? What's different within you? Amen. What's different within your mind? It ain't about this year, but what is different? If I could tell anybody, 2020 been a blessing year for me. You know, it been a blessing year for me. It been a high time blessing year, not only for me, but for my family too. Somebody will look at me crazy. Because you know what? One thing about walking with God and people like, oh, these prophets and singers coming. One thing about walking with God, you know, God know how to get, my God, water from nothing. Did you read it in the Bible how God done told Moses to speak to the rock, even though Moses spoke, smacked the rock and then speaking to it, but it still did what? It produced water out of a drought or an impossible situation. Other words, my God, I feel a hoop right there in my belly. I don't care what you in. I don't care where you're going. I don't care what you have in your life. If you connected to the source, amen, number one, if you connected to a source and your life is not increasing, the first thing you need to do is bring a check on yourself. Stop trying to check everything else, amen, and check yourself, amen, before, like the old said, before you wreck yourself. Now, you don't get your check within yourself. You don't got your I's dotted, T's crossed it. Then I call it troubleshooting. Now we start going up the scale and up the line. Because one thing about God, he, even though we're in a pandemic, his blessing doesn't stop. His healing doesn't stop. The things that he got for you and what he told you, it doesn't what? It doesn't stop. Amen? It doesn't stop what God has for you. God will tell you to go and do something wild like he don't told me, amen, to open up a restaurant in the midst of a pandemic. And at the end of the day, by the third day we in it, we about ready to pass out or lay out somewhere because we've been so busy. Amen? At the end of the day, it's not about what man says. It's about what God says. And one thing about God, he know how to get results in the midst of chaos, in the midst of turmoil. Amen? He will get the result. That's why he said, allow me to lead and guide you. You don't need to guide yourself. Trust me. Amen? And when you begin to trust God, allow him to lead and guide you, I'm telling you right now, your life shall be a life of increase. It's no way that a saint done been walking around here 10, 15, 30 years and everything, and we still got the crayon. We still got the same old song. God touched my finances. God touched my knees. God touched my ears. God touched my back. God touched my flat. God touched this. Amen. It's something wrong with this picture where we are not seeing the manifestation of God in our life. Amen. That, my God, we should be seeing the blessings of God. Somebody is not hearing from God, or somebody is not filled with the Holy Ghost and following the Holy Ghost like they claim they should. Amen. Because at the end of the day, you should be connected to a vine that if your life is not blessed, it's not because what I'm connected to, it's because of my decisions that I'm making. Y'all better come on, somebody. Amen? Better come on, somebody. And we got to understand that at the end of the day, ourself is the biggest enemy. Ourself. It ain't the devil. The devil wants you to think it's him. The devil wants you to think it's him. It's not the devil. It's who? It's yourself. When you go back and meditate on the Word of God and meditate on scriptures in the Bible that you read, think about how many times that the devil exposed himself to do an attack and how many times God had to deal with the people, had to deal with the people, not the devil. I want to say that again. Think about how many times that the devil exposed himself. Amen. And for an attack on people, and how many times that God had to personally deal with a piece of people. I don't care if it's the nation, I don't care the country or whatever, how many times God had to deal with the people. Amen? Even Jesus, when he came on the scene, he ain't dealt with the devil that much. He dealt with him where? He dealt with him in the wilderness. Then he dealt with him dealt with Simon Peter, and was like, who do you say I am? Next thing you know, Simon Peter went against the will of God for Jesus' life, and when he went against the will of God, then Jesus looked at him and said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Amen? All that other stuff, he was dealing with who? People. People, and them not taking accountability on the things that they do. All his parables. His parables was about people and their self. Amen? And if we can really get ourselves together and look ourselves in the mirror, and begin to take accountability on the way we thinking and what we connected to, and stop putting the fault on everybody else, lies and manipulation, because they did us wrong. But at the end of the day, we can put it on ourselves and look at ourselves. At the end of the day, amen, what can I do better? If I'm connected with people and all of a sudden relationship after relationship, all I'm doing is getting backstab, well, I don't need to look at them no more. I need to look at myself. What am I doing that making a decision that is not of God? And that's what we need to do, amen? So we need to understand that it's ourself. And for we could be blessed in 2021, I have this thing other than me trying to be blessed. I want to stay blessed. Amen. And when you stay blessed, you ain't worrying about trying to be blessed because you already blessed and you staying blessed. Amen. I have that thing. And that way we should begin to do what? Work on ourselves. Let's begin to work on ourselves, people of God. God bless you. I love you. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. What a great analogy. What a great teacher. And we just thank the Holy Spirit for always showing up and giving us the words of wisdom that is actually needed. It's not everybody else's self. The telescope, the binoculars should be on self. Put that mirror in there. That was what was said earlier. It's all about self. And only self is what you have to make that conscious decision to cast everything as already said. But that was a great, great analogy. And I am so grateful and thankful that the Holy Spirit is still teaching us and putting us in a place. Remember the movement. We spoke about the movement, and there is a movement going on, and you want to make sure that you are attached, that you are a part of that movement, and that everything is in its perspective place. So you won't stumble and you won't fall as God is constantly, he is constantly moving. He is constantly moving. Things were slowed down. People, everything was shut down. We don't know what tomorrow may bring, but if you're in a place that you're ready to move, that you're in a place where you're ready to continue no matter what, not let anything sever you from the vine, sever your love, sever your understanding, and you allow the Holy Spirit in and put your flesh under subjection, then just trust and believe that you will continue. Not you. You will continue to stay a part of that movement, because I know that throughout this year, several people, I don't have the statistics before me, but I know what the Holy Spirit is leading me. Several people have made conscious decisions just from listening to the different broadcasts, just listening to the Sunday morning services, the Bible study, made conscious decisions because the Spirit of the Lord was in a teaching. The Spirit was teaching this year, bringing people up, those that were still behind, because God wants no one left behind. He was in a movement where he was bringing people up to speed. So we're here now, and we should be in a place where we are in full, our trust is in full effect. Even if you can't see, listen, Apostle Temple spoke about Moses speaking to the rock instead of striking the rock. But you know what? Even though he was disobedient, he might have been in a place of chaos, but he trusted God enough to know that water was going to come out of that rock. He trusted God enough. When they went through the Red Sea, he didn't know how they was going to escape Pharaoh and his army, but he trusted God enough. When Gideon went into war and his army, his members, was drastically cut down, he trusted God that they were going to win the battle. When Abraham got up and left everything, not knowing where he was going, him and his wife and his family, they trusted God enough. And that's where we have to be. So whatever I decree and declare on this morning, that you remove in the name of Jesus anything that's hindering your trust in the Lord. Because see, as long as you are hindering the trust of the Lord, you cannot feel his true, unfailing love in your life. I'm telling you, saints, God loves us so unconditionally. His love is unfailing that he wants us to trust him with every little thing. Every little thing. Do you even understand the breath that's in our body? It's only because God chose us to breathe on today. And we have to sit and cast everything over to him. Stop holding on to things that you, by now you see, that they're way over your head. God said that it was me that lifted you up so you wouldn't drown. It was me that brought you out the fire. You may have been in the fire, but guess what? God may have been refining you. So take your trust. I'm going to say out of man, and who is the man? You. Take yourself out of man and put your trust in the Lord. And that requires some work. That requires some humility. That requires for you to just really identify who you are. You do not want to take that same baggage, because I'm here to tell you, year after year, you keep taking the same baggage. That baggage starts carrying you down. You start making bad decisions. You see people who you feel can help you. Those are the ones that's going to hurt you. But if you didn't release everything off of you and put it in the hands of the man with the master plan, the Holy Spirit is going to lead you and guide you. And this is our prayer for you. But you have to learn to pray for yourself. You have to learn to encourage yourself. You have to learn to trust yourself. Because if you can't trust yourself, you cannot trust anybody else. And if you can't love yourself, then you cannot sit and say that you love anybody else. As usual, we always want you to receive something and to be fed at our executive meetings. We do not like to leave anything out. We come in truth and spirit. It's not what somebody said. It's not what somebody else did. It's what God said. It's what the different things that I have been through. It's just a lot of people don't like to be transparent. They don't want people to know that I done been through the mud. I done been through the fire. I done been because they're ashamed. Well, God is not looking for people that's going to be shamed, because God forgives us of our sins. God, he loves us, and he accepts us just as we are. So stop trying to hide from yourself and look in that mirror and expose self. Expose self. Stop blaming everything on the devil. I was just saying, when I came up, the devil made me do it. No, you made yourself do it, because we have choices. And if you are studying and you are meditating on the word of God, if you pray, if you fast, and if you praise, and if you worship it, trust and believe, you are building a relationship with our Father who is out in heaven. And the Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you and just developing all inside of you and telling you. When you sat and when you done been in car accidents and didn't know how you got up and walked, that was nothing but the Holy Spirit. See, you was in a situation right then and there that you had to trust in the Lord, because you didn't have any other way out. It shouldn't have to be that hard. Just cast all your cares on the Lord and know that he will sustain you. But move self out of the way. Apostle Temple, do you have anything that you want to, any conclusion? Okay, we're going to continue to move on and know that, again, today is Thankful Thursday in my mindset. So I will be using this day to just thank God, to go over some of the testimonies that has happened in my life, realizing that it was God and God only that brought me through, and thanking him for identifying the different things that I have had going on in my life, and just being grateful as I sit and remove them. I'm casting them, giving them all to him, so I don't have to carry them anymore. But I can attest to you, when you start taking the baggage off of your back and out of your hands, then you get into a place, that's when the fruit of the Spirit start coming in your life. You become happier. You have joy in times where you feel that there should be sorrow. The anger starts disappearing. You become happy. That hate turns into love. You just ask God to show you. Just ask him, he will. So we will leave you this morning decreeing and declaring that you will have a new vision, and that vision will show you, that we are decreeing and declaring that you will not be afraid to look in that mirror and do a self-examination of yourself. And once God identified, the Holy Spirit identified the things that's not of him, that you cast them out to him, that you let him know that you no longer want those hindrance, that hindrance in your life, that you want a life where you can live freely. You want a life where you're able to grow in with him. You want a life where the Holy Spirit can lead you and guide you, and you are withholding nothing. Basically, you are giving yourself away. So I decree and declare this morning that decisions will be made, minds will be changed, people will receive the true and unadulterated word of God, and they will consciously select Jesus as their lordship in the name of Jesus, so you can see life changing. You can see the flame that is burning so into you that it will be exposed, and people will know and be able to identify you as a child of God and not a troublemaker. Identify you as a child of God and not a worrier. Identify you in the name of Jesus, that this is our declaration on today for you, for me, anybody that's under the sound of my voice. Do not sit and wait for something that you can take care of today and say, I will put it off tomorrow, because you can be in the midst of it and not get your words out, because we do not know what God has for us. But one thing we do know, that he loves us unconditionally and he wants us to be successful. So as we leave you on today, we leave you with love, we leave you with peace, we leave you with joy, and we pray that you receive some understanding, because a great analogy was brought through today about self, and we pray that you receive it, and not only do you receive it, you believe it. Both of them are action words. You have some work that you need to do. So we leave you, and we say God bless you. Peace, love, and happiness, and we will see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have a beautiful day. God bless.